This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading these podcasts. I also have another weekly podcast with Dr. Ronald Hoffman called Q&A with Layla. If you don't already, subscribe to our newsletter, Intelligent Medicine. Go to drhoffman.com and click subscribe. It's free. Comes out weekly, generally on a Thursday, and you can unsubscribe at any time. We do not use your email for any other reason or purpose. If you'd like to email me with a question or a topic of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss here, email me to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. So, want to talk to you about something that is sickeningly sweet. High fructose corn syrup's possible role in intestinal cancer. This comes from a Dr. David Johnson, professor of medicine, chief of gastroenterology at Eastern Virginia Medical School in Norfolk, Virginia. We know, right, that high fructose corn syrup can be found in almost all sweetened, pasteurized, and processed foods that we consume. It's cheaper, it's sweeter than cane sugar, which is why it's a part of so many of these foods. High fructose corn syrup has also been implicated in the growing epidemic of diabetes, obesity, metabolic syndrome in the United States. And this has led some states to place restrictions on the sale of items containing high fructose corn syrup, such as the number of large volume sodas that can be purchased at any one time. Big gulp, anyone? Nobody needs to drink 28 or 32 fluid ounces of soda. That is not a serving, let alone 20 ounces that so many people are having. Now, another emerging health concern in our country is the dramatic increase of colorectal cancer, that's colon cancer and rectal cancer, in relatively younger patients. And it has been projected that by the year 2030, colorectal cancers will increase by 90% to 125% in 20 to 34-year-olds, and by 28 to 46% in 35 to 49-year-olds. This is stunning. Now, this has led the American Cancer Society to change its recommendation to begin screening everybody earlier, by the age of 45. So, rising diabetes and obesity rates are often cited as the reason behind this increase in colorectal cancer. It's true. You've heard us say here on Intelligent Medicine often enough that cancer loves sugar, including our blood sugar. And when somebody has diabetes or is obese, blood sugars tend to run high, and that is often cited as the reason behind the increase in cancers, such as colorectal cancer. This is important. However, and here's what's interesting that I want to share with you. A recent study published in Science suggests that high fructose corn syrup may play a role by enhancing intestinal tumor growth, at least in mice. Okay, it's a mouse study, but there are implications here with what the scientists found. Let me go on. Glucose is transported by the intestinal epithelial cells, the surface cells of the intestine, right? In a very active manner via sodium-coupled glucose transporters. I'm going into a little biochemistry here. Don't let your eyes glaze over, or your ears glaze over for that matter. Stay with me. The fructose pathway, however, is mediated by another transporter, a passive transporter called GLUT5. And as little as 5 grams of fructose can overwhelm this passive transporter. We're talking about maybe a little more than a piece of fruit. Rather than being absorbed, the fructose instead gets delivered to the colon. Now, in this mouse study, the researchers used a bioengineered knockout of a particular gene which creates mice to develop colon cancer and colon polyps. So they took a gene that they bioengineered, and it gives these mice the predisposition to develop colon cancer and colon polyps. Then they administered to the mice 20 grams of weight-adjusted high fructose corn syrup, an equivalent of one soda a day. 20 grams, so imagine that. 20 grams of high fructose corn syrup, an equivalent of about a soda a day. Lo and behold, they observed in these mice significant and demonstrable evidence of an increase in polyps that developed very quickly into advanced high-grade type dysplastic lesions. Through carbon labeling, the researchers identified that there was an uptake in fructose within the intestinal tumors themselves. High fructose corn syrup accelerated the de novo fatty acid generated synthesis, and intestinal growth generated by fatty acids leads to membrane stabilization, energy storage, and intestinal growth of these lesions. So these lesions are being fed. This de novo synthesis of these fatty acids was very apparent as it relates to the high fructose corn syrup model. It suggests that the tumors rewire the metabolic pathways in favor of fatty acid synthesis after being exposed to high fructose corn syrup. So not only does cancer love sugar, but the delivery of high fructose corn syrup is causing the tumors to rewire the metabolic pathway in favor of these fatty acids. So these fatty acids actually fed the intestinal growth of these tumors. So is there a clinical value to this? It's a mouse study, after all, right? However, the researchers say that the study has an incredible potential translational message right now. Are we going to wait for randomized controlled trials? We already know that high fructose corn syrup is at least linked to the epidemic of obesity. There is also tremendous correlation with high fructose corn syrup upregulation of inflammasomes. Yes, they're called inflammasomes. So there's tremendous correlation with high fructose corn syrup's upregulation of these inflammation markers called inflammasomes, which drives cytokine upregulation. We're talking about inflammatory cytokines here. There are a lot of data on this, particularly in inflammatory pathways in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, as well as in cell death in the liver. There is even some similar work relating inflammasome upregulation to cardiovascular disease and the development of conditions like atherosclerosis, atherosclerotic plaques, plaque rupture, plaque thrombosis, think heart attack. Certainly, there needs to be the caveat that these data come from a mouse model, and there is still much to learn. Agreed. They may one day allow us to identify new treatment horizons. Perhaps fructokinase is an enzyme. Perhaps fructokinase, which is a pathway that leads to fructose metabolism, particularly in the liver, can be targeted for chemotherapy or chemo intervention strategies. That would be a good place to look. However, that even with these limitations, says Dr. Johnson, it's appropriate to call time out on high fructose corn syrup. Hey, as a nutritionist, I've been saying that for years. Patients with colon cancer or a colon polyp will often ask what they could do differently. There are many things that relate to diet that we can counsel our patients about. And high fructose corn syrup is something to add to the very top of the line of discussion, according to Dr. David Johnson, gastroenterologist in North Virginia. Patients will need to adequately read labels of the food they eat to keep an eye out for this. Folks, you already know, if you're a regular listener to Intelligent Medicine, that high fructose corn syrup is found in many things, not just soft drinks like sodas and juice drinks. It's been found in a package of bread. It's found all over the place. I've seen it even in deli products. I've seen it everywhere. All kinds of processed food. It's a bit ridiculous how ubiquitous high fructose corn syrup is. Now, the corn industry itself seems to be clearly aware of the health issues surrounding their product. If you remember a couple of years ago, they tried to relabel high fructose corn syrup as corn sugar. Remember that? Do you remember that campaign? Ladies and gentlemen, I do. Oh, it's just corn sugar. Sugar from corn. Where's the harm? But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration turned them down. This raises questions that maybe there are a lot of things out there that we should be aware of with this product. Although this is just a mouse model, Dr. Johnson thinks that it has a translational message that is actionable now. High fructose corn syrup is not a good thing. It leads to a lot of inflammatory upregulation, inflammatory cytokines, inflammasomes. And in Dr. Johnson's own practice, he shares this information with his patients with inflammatory bowel disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And now he's also will share this information with his patients with colon neoplasms, colon polyps, colon cancers. So Dr. Johnson recommends that we all, as practitioners, review and consider this data. There is no reason, he asserts, to wait on randomized control trials to show what seems to be intuitively obvious right now. Lots of evidence awaits us, but sometimes we just have to act on instinct and assimilate a translational message. Dr. Johnson says, this has changed my practice, and perhaps it will change yours as well. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. It is true. We can't be draconian as scientists and insist on waiting for the RCTs, the randomized control trials, to see what they show. We have to use our intuition in this way and look at all the data, not just the data from randomized control trials, but everything. Use our critical thinking. Use our intuition. It's imperative that we as practitioners do that and not just follow guidelines that have been set up, right? We are charged with critical thinking when it comes to the care of our patients and their successful health outcomes. That is our job. So that's why I wanted to share that article with you. Now another muscle power might be the key to long life. Now you've heard me say, if you listen to these podcasts, that if there is a fountain of youth, I believe it's strength training. So, according to Health Day, if you want to celebrate many more birthdays, new research suggests you should speed up your weightlifting routine. Boosting muscle power, which is different than muscle strength, translated into longer lives. And this is coming from Brazilian scientists. So what exactly is the difference? For example, climbing stairs requires muscle power. The faster you climb, the more power you need. But holding or pushing a heavy object only requires muscle strength. Rising in a chair in old age and kicking a ball depends on more muscle power than muscle strength. Yet most weight-bearing exercise focuses on the latter, said researcher Claudio Gil Araujo. He's director of research and education at the exercise medical clinic Clinimex in Rio de Janeiro. This is where this research is coming from. He says, our study shows for the first time that people with more muscle power tend to live longer. And this was in the European Society of Cardiology news release. European Society of Cardiology news release. The study included nearly 3,900 adults aged 41 to 85 with an average age of 59 whose maximum muscle power was assessed. Over an average follow-up of 6.5 years, 10% of the men and 6% of the women died. Participants with maximal muscle power above the median for their gender had the best survival rates. Compared to those above the median, those in the lowest and second lowest quarters below the median had a 10 to 13 and 4 to 5 times greater risk of dying during the study period, respectively. Interesting. This study was presented at European Society of Cardiology meeting in Lisbon, Portugal. And the research presented at these meetings should be viewed as preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. What we now show that power is strongly related to all-cause death. But the good news is that you only need to be above the median for your sex to have the best survival, with no further benefit in becoming even more powerful, Dr. Araujo says.
For strength training at the gym, most people just think about the amount of weight being lifted and the number of repetitions without paying attention to the speed of execution. But for optimal power training results, you should go beyond typical strength training and add speed to your weight, lifts. If you want more information, the U.S. National Institute on Aging has more about exercise and physical activity. This comes from the European Society of Cardiology news release, April 12 of this year, if you wanted to read about it. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.